You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer.
Our associate pastors are Father Gary Hogan and Father Eric Wagner.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
Well, I don't know if y'all been noticing, but for the last 3 weeks, we've been talking about the bread of life. It's been sort of the same gospel reading, if you will, sort of the same thing. And the theme is, unless you eat of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you will not have life within you. All right, so we know that. We've been getting that. We've been hearing that. And so, therefore, there is something about consuming, and there's something about this food becoming a part of us that allows us to do something. Well, allows us to live on and allows us to be good people. And that's exactly where now this is the conclusion of what we call the bread of life readings. And this is what the conclusion is leading us to. And the conclusion is found in both the first and the second readings. Wisdom and foolishness. The book of Proverbs. Wisdom has built her house, set up her columns. She has dressed her table. She sent people out and say, y'all come in and let whoever is simple turn in and eat here. And St. Paul to the Ephesians, watch carefully how you live, not as foolish persons, but as wise persons. So this food of life has to give us some type of wisdom. All right. Now, when we talk about wisdom in religious settings, usually here's what it means. It deals with morality. Morality is our dealing with one another as God wants us to. All right, so morality, living correctly as God wants us. Now, wisdom means to be able to see this and to do it. Two things working together to see what needs to be done and what is proper, and then the courage to put it into action. And they have to run side by side. Wisdom is both of them working together. And that is important. To be a wise person means we have to live well with one another. We can't just run off to a mountain all by ourselves and sit there with nobody around us and say, I am now a wise person. It makes no sense. Wisdom has nothing to do with that because there's not another human being around. So, wisdom is the ability to see what we need to do and to do it. Well, all right, that's nice. But as always, there's fine print. And get ready for the fine print. Wisdom has built her house. She set up everything. She's created a meal of which we are to consume. We keep this food thing going here. Now, let whoever is simple turn in here and eat. Ugh. I thought it was going to be simple. But it's hard. I'm using the very words that Proverbs says. Let whoever is simple turn in here. Do you realize how hard it is to be simple? Simplicity takes hard work, constant prayer, constant vigilance. To be a simple person means by the end of the day, you are so exhausted that you have to go to bed as fast as you can. To be complicated, you don't even have to do nothing. Think about this. I can say, oh, I'm going to simplify my life. I'm going to lock myself in my room, and then I'm going to be away from the world. Even if I did that, life would get complicated. All you got to do is sit around, and life will kind of screw you up. You don't have to do anything, because when I'm alone in my room, I'm not getting certain things done. And we all have things to do. All of us in our life, whether you're a student or a parent or where you're working, it doesn't matter. We have things to do, and if we don't do them, things get really screwed up. So we have to put effort into that so that things will kind of run okay. We try to get our house to run sort of okay. And maybe sometimes that's the best. But to have our house run simply? How do you do that? And I don't help much because I kind of like things complicated. Because when things are complicated, I don't have to worry about myself so much. Why? When I complicate things, I am busy about everybody else's business. And I love it. You know, it could be with my own fellow priests, my own religious order. I don't live in Columbia, so I really can't gossip about you guys because I'm over in St. Louis. So I really don't see you really enough to get going with you guys. But if I lived here, I'd see where you shopped, I'd start watching you, and we kind of clump up, we'll start talking. Oh, you see so-and-so, they were here. Oh, so-and-so was there. And what happens is, I'll talk about that, I'll give my opinion, I'll spread my opinion, and what I am doing is complicating matters. Because when I add my unsolicited opinion, I complicate matters. And today, God is screaming so loudly, simplify. All you have to do is simply do this. Oh, no, 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 no. I like the complicated life. It's fun. It's exciting. I get to get into everybody's business, and I get to know what's going on. And Jesus today is saying, I need for you to see what needs to be done, and I need for you to do it. And that is a challenge. To be called to the simple life, if you read what saints talk about, when they talk about becoming kind of on their journey to sainthood, if you will, or in their life journey, when they saints write, they always write about the difficulty of being simple. All right. Well, we can't do it on our own. It is this body and blood of Christ. We come to this altar. This food allows us to simply be good to one another. That's all it is. But in that simplicity is a lot of work. So today, we come to this altar. We eat of the body and blood of Christ, which can give us life. Now, it is up to us to go outside these church doors and actually put it into action. And there's nothing magical here. It takes hard work. That's all. Hard work to be a good person. But that's exactly what we are called. Here, receive. Out there, do. See and do. Receive and do. That is what we are called to be. It's as simple as that. But in that simplicity is a lot of difficulty on our part. But the good news is Jesus is always here. There's always a Catholic church around. If you need to go and get the food of life, do so. so that we can be wise and simple people in this world.